We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports takes.
Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. You stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing.
No lower bowl? Okay.
Just kind of, upper deck's great. Upper deck's great. Outfield, phenomenal.
But we don't
need you around the dugouts.
All
just,
right.
Just try and be quiet.
You know what? Shut up. Spencer, not wanting any fans. Well, too
sensitive.
Too bad, buddy. All right, welcome back. It is the Midday Show. We're live from Chickies and Pizza, South Philly, for Philly's opening day, brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Philly's baseball than crab fries and ice cold Budweiser. I wonder how Spencer Strider felt when he saw the schedule. His season ended here last year.
He's like googly moogly. Got a good idea what there with those people.
Game four.
Up there with
Castellanos
those people.
Taking him yard. He goes down. They lose here in Philadelphia, Hugh. And then the schedule comes out. Of course, he's the opening day pitcher for the Braves. He's the Cy Young favorite. Right back in here. And something tells me, Hugh, it's going to be pretty darn loud when he takes the mound today.
Yes, it is. You know what's funny? I had some, like, obviously lived in Atlanta for almost 10 years. Had some Braves fans, and I asked them when they're coming to the game, and they said, "What you mean, go to Philly on purpose?" And I was like, "That's not funny. That's not funny at all."
Well, they don't want to come here to watch.
They don't want to come here for that, and they don't want to come here because it's going to be loud. It's opening day for us, and everybody's here, so it's going to be loud. And it's going to be loud and boisterous.
Yes, it is. So
very boisterous.
I wouldn't imagine many Braves fans made this trip for today.
I would think so. Some made it.
Some. Well, they'll get drowned out pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know Strider will be here. That's a lock. I also know Brian Snitker will be here. Here's him recently, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, complaining about coming to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's rough there. And they don't seem to mind either, quite honestly. I mean, it was rough on them all last year, to the point that, it was concerning.
You know, I have said this on the air for a long time, and I'm sorry, I'll say it again. I've had friends who go up there with road uniforms in Philadelphia, And I've seen ushers kind of look the other way and say you should know better. But you're saying yourself you don't feel comfortable and she doesn't feel comfortable sitting in the stands in Philadelphia.
No, I tell her don't wear anything with Braves on it either. Because, you're a marked person then. And like I said, they don't.
That's silly.
Don't,
no, that's ridiculous.
The home team, they don't seem to mind that our, wives and
are being
treated. It's our wives. It's our wives, girlfriends, families. You know what I mean? And inappropriate stuff being said around the children and things like that. And it's just, nobody seems to care.
Wow.
You think Brian had enough time to put a lineup together, or is he just worrying all night about playing?
That's a lot. Because, listen, I've been to Georgia games where, I remember we went to the Georgia-Oregon game. And there was a lot of Oregon fans there, and it's the same in any fan base. Don't make it seem like it's worse here than it is anywhere else. Like, I hear what he's saying. And to a certain extent, he's right. Like, if you're gonna come to the game, and if it's hostile territory, if it's a playoff series, then don't wear colors. Wear your neutral colors. You can still cheer for the Braves and be be silent. I just think that's the best thing to do, man. Because when you put yourself in a position like that, I think you are to a certain extent asking for it. But like I said, I'm not gonna wear other teams' colors going into a hostile territory. I'm not gonna do it.
Or just stop complaining. All the Braves have done now for 2 years is complain. Well, they changed the schedule.
Like to complain,
we get a bye. What are we gonna do?
People like to complain.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because they're not winning. They're not winning championships. They're making excuses for the nonsense.
I like how Sandra and State kind of egged it on. Like,
they're
ridiculous. They're savages in Philadelphia. They're
a bunch that's terrible.
They're a bunch of savages.
It's any place.
Philly's
overalls,
man,
to the Atlanta playoff games last year down in Atlanta, and some guy wanted to beat me up.
He did want to beat you up.
Now, was that partially my fault? Yeah, I egged him on.
You did. You did get smart. But you were well within your rights.
And have you heard me once ever say they're rough down in Atlanta? No.
Mean,
like, they're just fans. I knew that was probably going to happen.
It would have been a bad look if you'd have gotten a fight, though.
That'd have been a bad look.
Yeah.
Not if he won.
No, it wouldn't have been if he won. But how do you tell that
probably
story?
Probably not a great look for the station.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. How do you tell that story? Because I'm there. Because then everybody's looking at me like, well, Hugh, what did you do? I was like, what you mean?
You
like,
ran away.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't help me out, you would forever be an Atlanta guy.
Definitely,
I mean,
yeah, I would have definitely helped you out.
You never would have lived that down. All right, 215-592-949. Let's get back to the phone lines here. And, look, it's great that it's opening day no matter what, but I can't wait to beat the Braves. I'm tired of the Braves. I'm tired of them winning this division. And I love that this rivalry has been ratcheted up the last couple of years because I think the Phillies are in the Braves' heads. And I actually think to an extent, Hugh, the Braves are now chasing the Phillies. I know the Phillies.
That's a lot, Joe.
I hear what you're saying. What matters here? October is what matters.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. But I think that right now still, you know, until we play this season, that the Braves are going to be considered, you know, by many. The ones that win the division.
Well, they're the favorite.
They're the favorite. Yeah, let me say it like that. Somebody fall out. So yeah, they're gonna be the ones that are favored. So I think that this year is gonna be telling. And I think that even though it's a small part of the season, the way that we get started is gonna help mold that idea of what it's gonna potentially be.
I think the start is incredibly huge. But I just look at it. I think the Braves look at the Phillies as they got to topple them rather than the other way around. I mean, I understand the gap in the division. I understand the standings. But the Braves have looked shell-shocked against the Phillies two straight Octobers. 215-592-9494. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. What's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, you know what they should do? They should really, right before the game starts and they announce, like, you know, the players coming out, like, Joe, just put on the little video or the little audio of Brian Snicker, and then put on Strider's thing just to get the crowd extra amped up and juiced. Maybe that they don't need it.
Oh, they're going to be juiced anyway.
But could you imagine that, though? They play that little snippet right before the game, Joe. How much more they would be wild, how out of control they would be.
I would love that. Rob, the other thing I hope everyone does today is when Orlando Arcia comes to play, people got to chant Attaboy Harper at him. Because he'll never live that one down.
No, he wasn't. And you know what? Listen, don't get me wrong here. You know what I mean? You don't put your hands on nobody. You don't go over bounds. But just to get, you know, fired up a little bit of extra juice in the house. You know what I mean? I think it would be wild. I think it would really send a message. And you know what I want to see? I want to see like a 5-spot show in the first inning. That's what I want to see. Just jump right on them early and set the tone. This is what the year is going to be like from the get-go. Set the tone early and jump on them. You know what I mean? That's what I really want to see.
Yeah,
so.
And look, it's the Braves, which is a big thing. It's open day, but I think a lot of people right now consider Strider the best pitcher in baseball. So if they jump on Strider, it's like, hey, they can hit anybody.
Yeah, and I just want to see it, though, because I just think, you know, it'll just set the tone. Like, listen, from Jump Street, we're going to, you know what I mean? This is what the year's going to be like. We're going to be in your guy's head all year, and when it comes down to it, when push comes to shove, you know what I mean? We're going to come out on top just because we got that 1-2 that they don't have, Joe. We have that 1-2. And you know what? 99 wins, a parade down Broad Street. Until they break my heart, Hugh, I'm always going to go over the top. It's just the way I am. You know what I mean?
As you should. Go over the top.
Go big or go home. Go Phils, man.
I love it, Rob, man. Appreciate the call and enjoy opening day. So speaking of the division and the idea of winning it this time, here's JT Realmuto. We were down there last week at spring training, and we asked some of the guys, like, does it matter? Is it something they talk about, think about, taking the division from the Braves? Here's JT last week.
I'm tired of seeing the Braves win the division.
Yeah, we all are,
like
too.
Every year we're 10 games back, not even with a chance. So that's absolutely our first goal, is to win the division and kind of dethrone those guys because they've had such a good run at it, and they've been such a good team in the regular season, and we feel like we're every bit as good as them. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to compete with them and beat them for the division. We just have to, first of all, get off to a better start and then just be more consistent throughout the season. We're clearly, you can see it when we get in the postseason. We have all the talent in the world. We have the team that can win every single game of the regular season. You're obviously never going to do that, but we just have to change our mindset in the regular season and be a little more consistent over the 162. And be that team that we are in the postseason for the whole year.
You know, as he said that to us, Hugh, and we were there, you know, sitting with him down in Clearwater, you could feel it that they don't think there's a gap. Like, the standings say there's a big gap, right? Mm-hmm. 14 games is gigantic. But they don't actually think that gap is there. It's almost like the Phillies think it's their fault that there's this gap. And if they just stop screwing around the first 2 months, we'll have a real race here.
Yeah, it feels like the mistakes that they made has been the one that cost them, you know, the World Series. And that's a great place to feel. That's a great feeling to have, Joe. It's like, it's not so much that you beat us, as in we beat ourselves because we didn't hit when we needed to. So much so that JT was talking about how he went 2 weeks after the season was over and got back in the lab and started working on his stance and his swing.
The biomechanics.
Yeah, lab. Trying to make his make himself that much better. So yeah, there's some there's a level of seriousness here that I would say it's a little bit more urgent than it was last year.
I feel that too, and
a little bit more.
You know, someone brought up a couple people brought up JT earlier, and he's hitting cleanup today. I think he's an X factor. He's a major X factor for the season. Hugh, like,
it's not the first time I've heard that.
Did they fix that swing? Like, you could look at this one of two ways. Maybe his swing just got a little messed up, and they saw it on video, and they cleaned it up. Or, Hugh, there is the reality that he's an older catcher who's caught a lot of games, and a lot of times catchers, when they get into their 30s, they stop hitting. Their body doesn't respond anymore. Now, I hope they fixed it, but that's a major key. Like, can he hit the way he did 2 years ago? Because that adds another big bat to the lineup.
I think it's more of the former. I don't think it's the latter. I think that he was his mechanics, and that he's going to fix that. Because when you like, there are certain guys that you look at, and I know you can only tell so much from a person just by looking at him, but he looks like he's in some really, really good shape when we saw him. And he looked really, really focused, Joe. He looked like he was really focused, and he just looked like he couldn't wait till the season started so he can show everybody what he already knows.
Well, and it tells me something. They're hitting him clean up today. I mean, obviously they think right now
something.
To start the season, he's ready to go here, and that's a big deal for this lineup. Tom is in Middletown on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
How you doing?
Good, Tom. What's up, buddy?
I'm calling you guys the JHK show now.
JHK?
Yeah, Joe, Hugh, Kyle.
Okay, JHK.
Sounds good. Okay, get it?
All right. I get it. It's good. I like it.
I was told when I was talking to Kyle that Hugh is the weather guy.
Yes, that is
fact. Is that what Kyle told you?
All right, now listen, it is kind of windy today. I need to know, like, you guys are inside a building. What are the conditions at the stadium? Is the wind blowing out? Is it blowing in? Is it blowing across? Because I'm trying to place an over-under bet. And
let me go check the barometric pressure.
It could be a bomb fest.
Let me go check the barometric pressure of the hypotenuse of the area, surrounding area at the ballpark, Joe.
Hugh's going to do the scientific stuff. Here's what I'm going to give you. Here's what I'm going to give you, Tom. I got two things for you. So, one, we're at Chickie's, which is obviously right down the road. We're not there. But Jack and Ike are going to be with us from the ballpark coming up in about, 45 minutes. So, we'll ask them. What I saw earlier was the wind is blowing in, and it's quite windy.
You saw the wind blowing in, Joe?
Well, I heard it's blowing in. I saw someone posted that the wind. Someone at the stadium said it's blowing in.
When you said I saw it, I thought you actually saw, like, the wind.
Well, I mean, unless you're at the park, you can't tell the direction it actually is. I mean, it's whipping out there. We can see the flagpole from here.
It is whipping a little
bit. But here's what I'd say, Tom. If the wind is blowing in with Strider and Wheeler, I would not expect many runs in this game.
No, we got to play small ball.
They don't expect to have many runs anyway.
Right.
If the wind wasn't blowing.
I mean, every run is going to be valuable today, like, so, as in every game. But I'm just saying, like, this is not going to be a bomb fest if the wind is blowing in.
No. But I'm going to check that barometric pressure of the hypotenuse of the hypotheses of the standoffishness.
What was
the
that
baseball
last one?
Part.
I'm pretty good at math.
The hypotenuse?
No, the standoffishness? Is that a scientific thing?
Yes, that's a scientific term. You never heard of the standoffishness of the ballpark?
Well, I know a lot about standoffishness. I don't know about it in terms of wind.
He's an idiot.
Tom, to add a little bit to this, it has the lowest over-under total of any game today. Only seven is the total for the game on FanDuel. So it's low score.
With two bombers like that, like two teams that could bomb like that, and the over-under is at seven, the wind must be blowing in today. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see if you guys knew anything about that.
Well, it's good that we have a weather guy here. I mean, it's always important to have a weather guy. Tom, we appreciate it on the show. Context.
Yeah. I took a meteorological class.
Did you?
Yes. Like yesterday.
I thought you were going to say back at Central State.
No, that is Central State.
Do they offer meteorology?
We didn't have a weather balloon.
What was your major?
My major, I don't even want to tell you because I don't want to hear elementary education.
I
really
can't. Whoa, hold on.
Yes, that's what I wanted to be. Yeah, I wanted to be a teacher.
Yes, I mean, I'm obviously when you first started, like for some, like if you go to Alabama and you're Jalen Hurts, maybe you're kind of just taking classes to get to the NFL. But
yeah.
I don't think that was on your mind when you first got to school.
I was thinking about coaching. So you got to have a teaching degree to coach. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was going to be a gym teacher.
Kyle, I feel like we got to use this as part of the show. Hugh is going to be a teacher.
You're the teacher?
Why are you laughing? Why, Kyle, you're laughing kind of hard, though. You're laughing hard.
Well,
like,
I mean,
really hard.
No offense, but that's hilarious.
It is. Now that I think about it, that's why when Joe asked me when I said, I was like, damn, I don't want to tell Joe.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm picturing. I'm trying to think what age group would have been best for you. Because I feel like you would have been a little overwhelmed with a lot of younger kids.
Yeah, you know what? We would have all been overwhelmed because we would have just been a bunch of kids in a classroom. And they'd be like, who's teaching this class?
Where'd Mr. Douglas go?
He's right there with the kids.
Smoking crack is like a great high.
Let's go back to the phones here. Ken and Cinnamon is up. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Ken, I'm doing great. It's opening day. It's an amazing day.
Oh, yeah, so fun. It would have been great to have you as a health teacher. Boy, that would have been some fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, man. I was like, no, I don't know about that. No, that would have been a little weird.
Listen, yeah. First of all, I don't know what kind of person calls WIP on opening day to predict that somebody could blow out their rotator cuff. But I'm never inviting that guy to one of my parties, I can tell you that much.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to set something on fire.
With Braves fans, you have to remember, the Braves fans are so soft that they had to build them a stadium out there in Gwinnett, where most of them live, because they were all too afraid to drive to downtown Atlanta, you know, where Turner Stadium. So don't take any of that with any credibility. Cliff Lee re-signed here when everybody expected him to go to the Yankees because his wife remembered how she was treated by the Yankees fans during the World Series when they were up there, and she said, no, we're going back to Philly. So they can all suck it. 95 wins is the floor for this team, and if you want a bold prediction, Dombrowski is saving powder because he is going to make a trade deadline deal, including moving Griff McGarry and Crawford, and they are going to trade for Mike Trout at the trade deadline.
That sounds like something Joe would say.
Ken, I'm with you on this. Ken, I'm sure you saw some of the highlights from yesterday. First at bat, he took Corbin Burns deep. I mean, to me, it's as long as he's healthy, I still think he could be a great player,
as
Ken.
Long as he's
he could
healthy.
Be the missing piece, and I think you and I both feel they're going to need a bat in that outfield.
Oh, absolutely. And the Angels aren't going to be worse than they were previous years. And, you know, it's not like they haven't traded with the Angels before. So, you know, Mike Trout's going to come home, and I don't know if any family still lives in Millville, but that's what's going to happen at the trade deadline this summer.
The missing piece, Ken, man. Enjoy opening day. I feel it. At some point, the Angels and Trout are going to have to come to an understanding. This is a waste of everyone's time. They're not close to winning.
It feels like he's there. It feels like from some of the stuff that he said that he's almost there.
Yeah, and at some point, they're going to be like, all right, should we keep losing with this guy, or should we cash him in?
And try to get better other way.
Yeah, let's rebuild the whole thing, because they had Ohtani and Trout, and they couldn't win. They're not going to win without Ohtani and just Trout. Yesterday, he hits a home run in the first inning, and they still get crushed in the game. It's like it's a waste of everyone's time. And if he wants out, there's only a certain number of teams that are going to be invested in, like, to pay that kind of money and to take on his contract. The Phillies would be one of those teams. I know people kind of roll their eyes and say it'll never happen. I still think there's a chance it happens. If he's on the trade block, he could be the missing piece. Or could you imagine this lineup if it went Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Trout?
If he's healthy.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice if he's healthy. He ain't been healthy a whole lot, though, Joe.
He has not been healthy. No, I mean, it's obviously. It's been his career for the last 3 or 4 years. But that doesn't mean he can't have a healthy year.
No, he can't. Yeah, change of scenery might help him out. It was Cobb County, not Gwinnett.
That's what the stadium's in Cobb County.
Yeah, it's in Cobb. And it's way to bring a whole lot of truth to what he said. That was pretty deep.
Well, that stadium wasn't up for very long, Turner Field.
No, it wasn't. And the way that he framed it, I mean, he couldn't have said it any better than what it was said.
They're softer fans.
It was a little different. It was a little different than it. Like I tell everybody, there's Atlanta, then there's Georgia. So, you know, it's a little different down there.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's a nice park they built. I mean,
it's a beautiful park. It's a
nice
beautiful
place.
Park.
The Phillies make themselves very, very at home when they go.
But you know what? When it's funny, when he said it, it's like, could you imagine? Because this ballpark, like, we don't have to go far to get to the downtown area. Mm-hmm. When they won the World Series, right? They whisked the buses through downtown Atlanta, and then jumped on the highway, and everybody had to go out to the stadium to actually celebrate. It was the absolute wildest thing that you could ever see.
Meanwhile, here the parade will be down Broad Street when it'll be in the city.
It was wild, and I'm not taking a shot at Atlanta because you know I love the A. But
no,
still,
today's the day to take shots.
But it was just wild to have a parade that they circled the block, they turned the corner about four times, speeded us, flew through the city, and then jumped on the highway and went out the car.
Our parades are going to put that to shame.
Yes.
That is a joke of a sports city.
It really is. I mean, the basketball team is just irrelevant. I mean, the baseball team's good, but we know they joke.
They don't even care. Like, when you watch those playoff games in Atlanta, do five people show up?
It's not like here. I'll tell you that much. It's not like here. Most places are not. And their team is good. We know that. It's been a fun rivalry the last couple of years. But the Phillies are in their heads. I mean, it's so obvious. It feels like when something goes wrong for the Braves against the Phillies, they know something's going to – like, it's almost like a defeatist attitude they have on their faces.
Oh, we got to go to Atlanta. We got to go to Philly.
Yeah, and it's been a house of horrors for them here. I mean, the Phillies have just crushed them here the last 2 years in the postseason. 215-592-9494 live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. For Phillies opening day, brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. We'll get to all of your phone calls coming up here. Bold prediction for the season. And are you feeling it? Are you feeling a parade down Broad Street in November? Does this team win the World Series? Gut feeling. Mine is yes. This is a championship team. They're going to win the 2024 World Series. We'll get to your calls. And for the first time in the new season, it's a Friday. You know what that means? It's a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky joins us next from the ballpark on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
ESPN Bet is now live in Pennsylvania as the official sportsbook of ESPN. ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, now it officially feels like baseball season. It does. Welcome back. Midday Show live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly today. And joining us right now as we get set for opening day, Phillies Braves, and a very highly anticipated season, is the voice of the Phillies, Scott Fransky. Scott, how you doing?
Scott.
Man?
I'm doing great. I'm hanging with my good, close, personal friend, Ike Reese.
Scott, you know what?
He came right up to me and said, I know who you are.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Scott, does this ever get old for you? Opening day, does it ever feel any different for you?
I mean, obviously when the team is supposed to be good, that feels different. When you're not just, hoping against hope, so to speak. The opening day is just, it's Happy New Year. It's a happy opening day. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody's got a shot. But it definitely helps when you're going into a season when you know you're going to have a good ball club.
And, Scott, this one feels a little bit different even than last year. 2022 was such a surprise, and then we hoped they could do it again, and they got pretty close to doing it again. But, Scott, this feels to me for the first time since, 10-11, where the expectation is and the conversation is 95, 96 wins, a World Series. This is as high of the expectations that I can remember in a very long time, Scott, heading into a season.
Well, yeah, when I was listening to you guys when I was driving down here, everybody's booking the World Series. I mean, it's all right. You've already picked the parade date.
Wednesday, the 6th of November.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's crazy.
You thought that might be Halloween. So I had to.
See, you're still going to keep pointing that out.
I mean, you asked me if that's Halloween.
Wait. I didn't hear, but I we can get into that later. But
I got confused.
No, you're right. The expectations are sky high. I was just talking with Rob Thompson, and it's one of those things where you know the expectations are there, but you also understand how – I mean, it's 6 months before we get there, before we even get to the postseason. And you got to get to the postseason first. However you do that, you got to get in. And maybe it's winning the division. I know they'd like to. I know everybody would like to say that they're, you know, they can compete with the Atlanta Braves, you know, day in and day out, say over 162, and be able to put up a divisional flag is cool. So, you know, that's goal number one, if you will. But there's, you know, with a team like this, there's definitely the ultimate goal, and that is to win the World Series. And anything short of that, I think they would feel in that room like it's a failure.
You know, Scott, for lack of finding a better word that fits other than this one, does this team seem like it's more focused than it was last year?
You know, it's a reasonable question. I don't know if there's a way to answer that because spring training is spring training.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, you know, if you come, you got to come out of the gates and you got to face your division rivals, the team you're trying to knock off, and you got to face them right away, and you got to face one of the best pitchers in the game right away. And I think when you get into the season, you kind of can see what the focus looks like. Mm-hmm. But spring training is so hard to tell. I mean, it's all talk, really. Now it's for real.
Scott Fransky joining us here on a Fransky Fridays. We get set for opening day, 3:05 first pitch. Scott, it's interesting where they're at as a group, because I think a lot of people want to believe this window is wide open, and they do have some young players that are still, you know, getting better, like a Stott and Alec Bohm and Ranger Suarez. But Scott, the bulk of this team, their best players have crossed that threshold. They're into their 30s now. It feels to me like there's a sense of urgency to get this done before those guys age. Hopefully they age well. But Scott, we saw this, you know, 2011 to 2012. Sometimes teams get old fast. When you look at this team, what do you think this window is? It's obviously now. Is it big? Is it right now? How do you assess how much time they have to go to get this done?
Yeah, well, I mean, the window's definitely open right now. And it's something they don't want to – you just never know in the game of baseball. I mean, if you've been around the game for a while, you know that weird things happen, and injuries certainly can happen and change the landscape of things. But, you know, where players are, where their contracts are, you know who's here and who's signed for another year and for 2 years and for 3 years or for 7 years or whatever. So you kind of have an understanding of that part of it. But, yeah, I think they feel like that this year, next year, the year after, that they're still – the window is still there. And but I still think, having been so close 2 years in a row, it's still a matter of, look, our goal is to win the World Series. That's the only goal we have. And whatever we have to do to get there, that's the goal. And they know the window's open. And you talk about it. The players on the side of 30, and players can change quickly at that. Will these guys? Who knows? Only time will tell. But again, I think they have a lot of talent. If everybody's healthy, reasonably healthy, and if everybody sort of reasonably plays to their career norms, I see no reason why they would not be in the playoffs.
You know what, Scott? I don't know if you look at stuff like this, but who do you feel, just by looking at the squad, is going to have a phenomenal year this year? Just to give you a gut feeling, who you think is going to have a phenomenal year this year?
I mean, every time I saw Zach throw in spring training, he just, to me, looked like a man on a mission, and not a guy who was going through the motions in spring training. A guy who was out right away to prove, you know, he was admittedly a little hard on himself, I think, or he was a little hard on himself, I thought, over his first half performance, but talked about it last year at the All-Star break. I expect to be a lot better in the second half, and I think he's kind of entering this season with that mindset that this is going to be a big, big year for him. And, you know, he's got a lot of things now taken care of, the contract, stability, all those things, and I think he's poised to have an even better year than we've already seen from him over the last few.
Scott, what did you notice with JT Realmuto and his swing in spring training? That was interesting today. You know, we're all looking at the lineup. I guess Schwarber going to lead off. And I don't really think that was much of a question he was going to. But the Phillies have a different cleanup hitter now than they did at the end of last year. It's Realmuto. And we spoke to him last week down in Clearwater, and he mentioned the biomechanics lab and getting in there and maybe changing the way he was balancing his weight and his swing. And you look at him, Scott, and it's like, okay, Was last year just a down year with mechanics, or is he reaching that age as a catcher where his offense is going to start to decline? What would you notice with JT, who's batting fourth today?
Looks great. I think the swing looks really good. And, you know, I just talked with Topper a little bit about it. You can hear it on the pregame show coming up. But that's why he's in the cleanup spot. It's something that they looked at those at-bats in spring training. They looked at the tweaks with the swing. They like where it's at. And they're going to give it a run. I mean, they did it at times last year, but obviously it's not where they ended up. It was more Bohm in the middle. You know, they had Castellanos hit cleanup for a lot of last year. Behind Harper, but the first choice is JT, and I think a lot of that has to do with the kind of at-bats he was having in spring training.
So we spoke to you a few weeks ago down in spring, Scott. We were talking about the Rojas decision and what they would do and how they would approach it. Well, he's here, and he's starting in center field opening day. Scott, when you think about what he was last year in the regular season, he did hit 300, then it fell off in the postseason. What do you think is a reasonable expectation for us to have for Rojas? Offensively, defensively, he's going to catch everything. But offensively, what do you think is reasonable? What do you think they might be hoping for out of him?
I don't know that there's a number there. I think it's that his head is above water offensively. He gets hit for late probably in games at times, you know, in a big spot. But I do think that to keep his head above water, I don't think they have a number in mind necessarily, say, you know, he doesn't walk very much, so that's going to be a challenge for him. It's all going to be, you know, his on-base percentage is all going to be his base hits. So, you know, I mean, I think if he hits even 220, 230, somewhere in there, he's still, that's enough to keep him out there playing every single day, the kind of defense he brings to the table. You know, you get by with Schwarber hitting below 200 because of the number of home runs and the number of walks, how much he's on base. Rojas won't do that. He won't hit 50 homers. He's not going to walk 100 times. So he's got to do a little bit more just with the base hits and getting on base. But think about it. If he does that, could he steal 30 bases? Absolutely. Could he be a Gold Glove contender in center field? Absolutely. And there's a ton of value in that. And as Dave Dombrowski said, we think we're a better club with him on it. So we're going to ride with it to start and see what happens.
Scott, how often do you think we're going to see Whit Merrifield? I thought it was a really good signing, and he's the kind of player they could use it. And he doesn't strike out much. He puts the bat on the ball. He's versatile. He played a lot last year. He's played a lot his whole career. Now it's a different kind of role. Do you think it's going to be more of if someone gets hurt, or they're going to try to find a way to get him in that lineup, you know, 2, 3, 4 days a week? How do you think we're going to see him used?
I'm not 100% sure. I think part of that will be a feeling out. And, you know, so often that gets dependent on how guys are feeling and, you know, are they producing every day. But he's going to be used off the bench in big spots, again, to hit for a guy like Rojas or maybe even hit for Marsh late in a game in a tough matchup. I mean, Marsh is in there today. I think Marsh would have been in there regardless of who the pitcher was because it's opening day and they feel like he's earned that right to be the opening day left fielder. But I do think, when Chris Sale's on the mound, we'll see Merrifield out there. You know, tough lefties, I think Merrifield gets his starts predominantly. That's when they come and the rest of it becomes, mix and match and off the bench late in the game.
Scott, we'll end with this. Do you have a favorite opening day memory?
I don't know. I mean, there's those leadoff home runs, Schwarber, McCutchen of recent memory. There's probably some recency bias there for myself, but, they're all a lot of fun just getting to the ballpark for the first time and seeing, you know, just being here right now, seeing it fill up. Seeing Ike Reese show up. You just know it's a big day when Ike's here. And I think, you know, again, it's just one to kind of take in and see the sights and sounds and just get to watch a game in front of the best fans in baseball.
Oh, no question about that. You know what, Scott, I just wanted to let you know, I was looking at my computer models today. We have a deep storm off
you
the New
England
coast.
You have a computer model?
Yes. We have a deep storm off the New England coast with Canadian high pressure system creating a tight pressure gradient, which is producing strong northwest winds. So I need you to layer up today.
Well, I just went and got an extra layer, so I think I'm good to go. I don't know how Howard Eskin feels about your weather talk, Hugh. I don't know if he would agree with your assumption.
He
always seems to have a problem with the weather.
He does. Am I taking the over or the under, Hugh? That's what I need to know on the game.
Oh, take the over.
Okay.
Take over.
Scott, we appreciate
flags,
it.
It may be tough to get it out to left, but, you know, sometimes the flags out there don't tell the real story, so we'll see.
All right, but maybe to right. That means I'm taking a home run on Schwarber. All right, Scott, we appreciate it. We'll be listening, of course, today and the entire season. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Scott.
See you, Wiz.
There he goes. Scott Fransky hanging out with his close personal friend, Ike Reese, in the booth.
The way you looked at me when I dropped that weather report, though, was like.
I was like, where'd you find that?
I got friends, Joe.
Again,
I got
am
friends.
I taking the over or the under on the game? I think it's an under game. These two pitchers.
No, it's the under. Take the under.
Take the under?
So, yeah, because it's like.
Is the wind blowing in or out?
Because it's like, seven, eight runs?
Seven is the total for the
okay,
game.
Okay, yeah, take the under.
That's a pretty low total, though.
Yeah.
It's the lowest on the board.
You got one dude on the mound that is about to kill him with this new pitch that he's about to hit him with today in Wheeler. And you got Spence, who doesn't like to be here, so he's probably going to try his damnedest to get out of here as quickly as possible.
I do think we have the two best pitchers in the National League pitching against each other today.
Yeah, it feels that way.
There's some good guys, good ones, but these two are.
You can tell by the way this place is packed, has gotten packed that, yeah, everybody's excited about this game today.
Well, it's not just opening day. It's got a playoff feel. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. A lot to discuss, a lot we have been discussing today, including the now or never aspect of this team. I do believe this is a now or never kind of season with the group that is a lot of them in their 30s. And, you know, the idea of, yeah, do you think this is going to happen? Do you gut feeling? Is this going to lead to a championship? And yes, I have a parade date. I have it set up. It's Wednesday, November
6th. I'm not mad at you for that, Joe. I mean, you know, speaking into existence. That's what we have to do.
I like to plan ahead, too. I put it in my calendar.
I'm with you.
Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple up for you. Gut feeling, will the Phillies win the World Series this year? 57% yes. And does it feel like it's now or never for this Phillies team to win a title? Kyle, this the response on this one is interesting. 72% feel it's now or never. Like, this has to be the year.
I think it's different than the way you feel like it's now or never.
Well,
I think you feel like because they're older.
Yeah.
Like they're getting old.
They are.
I think it's more so for me it's because it's time. I mean, we flirted with this for a while, like bad analogy time. It's like when you're dating somebody and y'all been going out for, y'all have about three or four meals. Now it's time to figure out we're going to take this thing to the next level or not.
How about that D, baby?
I'm just saying.
And if it's not now, it might be never.
It might be never. You know what I mean? Had to move on.
I'm just surprised as many people think it's now or never, because there's the other side of that. Like, we all hope and think they could win the World Series. But, Kyle, if it's not now, I mean, that never word hurts because this team's gotten close. But I look at their age, and this has got to be the year.
I think it's now or never, both physically and emotionally. I don't know how they could bounce back after 3 years in a row. Like, you know, the first year, I don't think anybody expected them to go all the way to the World Series. Getting to the playoffs was an achievement of its own. But then after that, it's like, all right, like, now it's time to go finish the job. They didn't finish the job. And now they're coming back to spring training in the regular season with a similar focus. It feels like it would be tough for a third year in a row for them to sort of. It would almost feel like pretend at that point. Like, how can you have that Fugazi. Same confidence
yep. yeah.
after 2 years in a row of falling short of what your expectations were? So I'm with you guys. I think it's now or never.
Yeah, I also think, you know, at the end of the year, if it doesn't happen, do they have to shake the core up a little bit? Do they keep everyone? Do they move on from somebody? Maybe that's not re-signed for a lot of years. I mean, that could be part of it. I mean, there also is a parallel to your Eagles teams. Like, 04 became now or never. Like, what you got there, right? I mean, you're close to winning it. But once that didn't happen, that did feel like the last chance for that group.
A hard reset.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case with this. It would be nice to get it over with, like get it done. It would be lovely to get it done this year and have a great parade down Broad Street like the one you were talking about. So, yeah. But I don't feel like – I mean, it's now or never, but it's not like after this, it's a hard reset.
No, but you know what happens a lot? Teams don't admit it's over, and then it's over, right?
Yeah.
The 2011 Phillies, the window ended right then, but they didn't admit it for two more years. Like, they kept trying, and unfortunately it didn't work. 05 Eagles, like, it happens. I think this is it, and I love that they have a sense of urgency to go finish this off. Jeff in Wilmington is with us. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What are you feeling?
Hey, Hugh, you would have made a great coach, man. Get that, you know,
that tracksuit on every day coming into school.
I kind of like how I do it like every day. I wear like pajamas, but it would be a tracksuit.
You would have been awesome, man, if you didn't play football. That was your gig. Okay, so I'm at 95 wins. I do think they can win the division. It all depends on health. The one thing that's more difficult now to win the division against a team that's as good as you in your division, we don't play them as often because of the, we're playing every team in the league. Mm-hmm. So you don't have as many head-to-head opportunities to really knock them back. So that's a little bit more difficult. But look, we're in the Braves' head. I mean, their manager has been talking about us since 2 years ago. You know what I mean? And how difficult it is to play here and all this stuff. So I'm not really worried about that. How many teams have three starters deep like we have in the NL? Not many.
I think it's just two. It's just the Dodgers and the Braves and the Phillies. I mean, the gap. Yeah. And I know Arizona had a good run last year, Jeff. But the gap between the three rosters—the Dodgers, Braves, Phillies, and everybody else—I think it's pretty big. Yeah. They're the three best teams.
And also, Wheeler's developed a splitter. I don't know if you guys. I saw some video on him where he's throwing a split finger fastball. If he can add that into his thing, he's going to be at well over 200 strikeouts. I believe that for a fact, just because of the way he pitches and the amount of innings he gets. So, yeah, as far as the overall season goes, they stay healthy. Like I said, I don't think they're going to have the power outage they had last year all at once. And you just need two or three of those guys to be hot at any one time during the season, and they're going to win 95 games easily.
Well, and Jeff, you pointed out, Jeff, man, we appreciate the phone call. Just need two or three guys to be hot at the same time. They have a guy in the seventh spot today in the lineup. Castellanos is hitting seven today.
Mm-hmm.
He drove in 100 runs last year. I think it was 106 runs. He's their seven hitter in the lineup. That
Castellanos.
That shows how deep the lineup is. And he's not perfect, right? We know he has months where he doesn't hit.
Yeah.
But Nick Castellanos is a productive major league outfielder that hits seventh in this lineup.
Yeah, it sounds like they got something for him today a little bit. It's going to be exciting to see what eventually how it plays out. You say the under is seven, but it could be more than that.
Well, are you going over or under?
No, I'm going under.
You're dancing here on this one.
I'm dancing a little bit because you keep talking about the lineup. You waxing poetic, but I'm gonna stay under
for the full season.
No, I'm just saying I'm gonna stay under. I'm
dancing
under
on your own heel.
No, we're not doing that.
That's the song. Of course we're doing it.
Like how you try to chime in.
I expect to hear that today as I walk out of the stadium.
I mean, I don't,
after a victory.
Like I said, it's annoying, but I'm with it. I'm okay with it. It's an annoying song.
You got to embrace this.
Yeah, it's time for you got to embrace all of it, man. The stop thing, this thing, like the fans love it.
Nah, I mean, and I love the fans, but I don't have to like the song.
We're doing our show from the parade on November 6th. I mean,
and that's fine. And when the song comes on, it'll come on, and I'll start out with "Oh goodness," and then I'll be okay
goodness,
with it.
We're also going to championship.
I don't have to like the song. I don't have to like the song.
We're going to get you a mic on one of the floats there,
yes,
Hugh.
And make
yes.
me sing. Living in this big blue world.
Then they're going to cut off our mics after we do that.
Boy,
we're live
it.
Today from Chickies and Beats in South Philly for Philly's opening day, brought to you by Budweiser. Enjoy all the tourney action at Chickies and Beats with great food and drink specials. All right, we got Carl.
Carl.
What's up, Carl?
Joe, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey,
what's
Carl.
Up,
happy holiday, man. It's been a lot of fun being a caller to the best sports radio station in the nation.
Well, Carl, we appreciate it. Best callers in the nation. What are you feeling? Are you excited?
It's like playoffs to me right now, and I'll tell you why. Because the Phillies' mindset is division. This wild card thing, I'm throwing it out the window. And they have the opportunity today to prove to themselves and everybody else, we're not no wild card team, bro.
Well, and Carl, I feel like it is time to take that step. And I know they've gotten to the World Series and NLCS without doing it, but that's the harder route. How about we take the easier route in the postseason? How about we have to win less games to win a World Series? Let's go, Carl.
No one, none to do with that. Strider's 8-0. The Phillies need to crack him today.
Yeah,
that's the mindset you start off with. They got to put an end to that stuff.
Yeah, interesting, Carl. It's an interesting point because in the postseason, Hugh, they've handled Strider a little bit better, but he has completely. Carl, we appreciate it. He's dominated the Phillies. Strider,
yeah, during
the regular season.
In the regular season,
I
saw that stat. They haven't been able to get him, and this being the beginning of the season, this would be a great day. to break that.
You know,
I think that. But if that happened, the fans would go bananas.
Jeff from Wilmington made an interesting point about how there are less opportunities. Right, they changed the schedule. They evened out the schedule more the last couple of years, so where you play the division teams less.
Mm-hmm.
So every game means more. Right, it used to be you have 18 cracks at the Braves now. I think it's like 12 in each team in the division.
Mm-hmm.
So every game, you know, against these guys, it just means more. Yeah, Strider has been a problem. I mean, he's not just a problem for the Phillies.
He's a problem for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. I mean, so is Wheeler, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great matchup, and that's the reason why I'm staying under, Joe. I mean, I'm not – I know y'all trying to accuse me of being wishy-washy and flip-floppy. I'm not.
Well, I'm trying to put together our same-game parlay before this show ends.
Are we betting? We put money? Oh, 20 bucks?
Come on now.
20, oh yeah, of course.
All right, you got any thoughts here? What are you thinking?
So
we want to go Schwarbaum. Under. We want to go under for the game.
Under for the game, but can I get a Schwarbaum in there?
So you want to throw a home run in?
Yeah, I want to throw a Schwarbaum.
All right, let me quickly see what this whole thing looks like. I mean, just under 7 and a Schwarber home run. That's 20 to win 150.
Oh, I'll take that.
I mean, it's just two legger.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
We didn't even ask Kyle for his.
What
leg
you got, Kyle?
Morning. You got a leg for us? Got any thoughts back there?
Sorry, I was on the phone. What were you asking?
Well, we're just you know, kind of walking through a same-game parlay for today. Just some ideas here. So we got the under, and we got a Schwarber home run. And that itself is at plus 750.
Oh, give me Wheeler over, let's see, 7-plus strikeouts maybe? There's good odds on that. If not, I'll go one
you
more.
Get plus you got plus money on
plus
7-plus.
Money on 7-plus?
You like that?
Yep, I love it.
All right. 20 bucks to win 269. On a Wheeler, 7-plus strikeouts, Schwarber homer, under 7 for the total.
Wait, what's the payout again?
$20 bet to win $269.
Oh,
okay. It's about a 13-to-1.
Okay, nice. Really good.
That sounds pretty good to me.
I like it. All right, we're in. 215-592-9490. We've got an hour to go before we really start cranking up, leading off from the coverage. Jack and Ike, they're going to join us next from the booth at Citizens Bank Park. We'll talk to those guys and get ready for opening day. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.